Mitzrayim, Daf, Kuf, Lamed, Vov, Lamed, Beis. A little after the middle of the Amid, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ha'idna Nahoig Alme Kahani Plas Sovit. Now the Minik Ha'ilam is like these three Zekenim, Krabiloi Bereishis Hageis. The Minik Ha'ilam is like Krabiloi Bereishis Hageis. The Sanya Krabiloi Oima Reishis Hageis Ein Enoig Ela Ba'oretz. So the Minig Olam is we do not give Reishis Hageis in Chutz Loretz. Uchab Yehuda B'mseire B'divrei Teire. The Minig Olam is like Rabbi Yehuda B'mseire B'divrei Teire. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda B'mseire Oimer in Divrei Teire Mekablen Tume. A Balkeri is permitted to learn Teire without Tvile, not like Takona says. Chab Yashie B'kloyim. And the Minig Olam is like Rabbi Yashi Bekloim, the Sanya Rabbi Yashi Aimer, Loilam Ein Chayev, Ache Yizra Achita, Asaira, Bechartzen, Bemapailis Yad. That means the Chilkim Rabbi Yashi hold that if you have a Saira with Chartzen alone, or a Achita with Chartzen alone, it's also Klayim. And Rabbi Yashi holds no, the Sizmachal Kalmach Kloyim, the love of Klaya Kerem is you have Kloyim before the Kerem. You have Achita Sohira, and then you have Kloyim. That is the love of Klaya Kerem. That is Kloyim from before, and then this the Sizra Kalmach with Kloyim already. That's the love of Klaya Kerem. Zot Rashi, Kerabiloi Bereshis Hageis, Buhuadin Lamatonis. Amatonis also we paskin like Abriloi, and that means Matonis Anoyig Bechutzlores. Ein Divrei Teure Mekablen Tume Bemeseches Broches, Dektoni Gabi Balkeri Ditzorich Tvila Le Divrei Teure. So we paskin, and that was Takonis Ezra, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda B'mseir. Chita Seira Vecharzen, Shloshten Yachat, Kidama Boisei Vezbenoi, Azeireya Kloyim Kloyim Loike. We learned that if a person was Zeireya Chite Imcharzen, or Seira Imcharzen, Loike, that alone is Klaya Kerem, Okimno Lafuki Midrabi Yashio. Yashio, that what? That Rabbi Yashiya, that he holds that it's only Klai Kerem, Chita, Soira, Vechartz. Let us see Toisves, Krabiloi, Bereishis, Hageis. Vuhu Adin, Bematonis, Kedeperish, Bekuntres, by Matonis, we also paskin like Krabiloi. So Toisves, Afo Gav, Dekulu, Ameiroi, Beperik, Azroya, Sovri, Shenoyig Bechutz Loretz, Davioiv, Matante, Bebovel. They gave Matonis. I think Taisis means, it says, Rapopo Ochel Bishvil Ishtoi. So the Ochel was, he was Eichel Matonis, Bishvil Ishtoi. Afulohoche, Haloche, Kerabi Eloi. We paskin like Rabbi Eloi. Haloche is like Rabbi Eloi, even though there were many Ameiroim, that were noyig, not like Rabbi Eloi. Vochinami koma Rabbi Yashiya bekloyim. That what? That it's only called Klaya Kerem with Chita Seira Becharzen. V'roiv Ameiroim leslo the Rabbi Yashiya. Roiv Ameiroim, they're not all like Rabbi Yashiya. Kedemuchach bepeirik toilim, gabi kishuta bekarme, there's a shaila of tishus. Haps make kloyim bekerem. So what's the shaila? It's only one mean. You need, according to Rabbi Yashiya, the tzichen haklaya kerem. There's a whole sugi in Shabbos. So there's many Ameiroim do not hold like Rabbi Yashiya. V'chein nam yod kama Rabbi Yehuda b'mseire b'divrei teire v'tuv Ameiroi v'tenei sovi perek mishem eisi d'bal keri yosu b'divrei teire. The The Tosfos HaRosh perhaps says, I mean, Tosfos says also, Afilu Hochi Alochi Kerab Eloi. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, B'doireis Achroinim No Galme. Lohochi Kama Hoidne. That's the Loshon of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Ho'idne nog alme kahane klas sobi. So that means, I'd like to mention a word that Abba Chonon says in Kuntres Divrei Seifre. Abba Chonon says, Besveike de plukte der Rabbonom, this Sofik and a Machloikis Tanoim, Eina sofik al adin mitzadat mei eichu be'emes. When there's a machlokes tanoim, there's a machlokes chachomim, the sofik is not what is the emes. The ze einoi negeya lonu klal lemaise. What the emes is to us, it's not negeya. Ve eina sofik elo al mi kivna ha-toiro be-mamora al ha-shefet ha-shiyiya ba-yomi mehem. And this week's parsha, Afilo Oimer Melacha al Yemin Shu Smoil Vasisa Kechel Asher Yerucha. That means, Be'etzem, we have to understand, Befrat when we're speaking about Amachleikis Tanoim, we zich have a klal, like the Gemara says in Erevin, by Shama in Hillel, Zuvizu Divri Lekim Chaim, which means, that there's zicher a svore, there's a teuredike svore like Beis Shammayim, there's a teuredike svore like Beis Hillel. Both of them, as there's such a svore and such a svore, both of them, the shaila is how we should be noyik. That's a din in an hoge, how we should be noyik. So that we have a chro, ala shayfe tashiye bayom imahim, Rabbi Chanan is mevayer that before there was a hachro, the baskam in the shamayim, who we paskin like, so the ovid can be shamay ovid, the ovid can be silul ovid. That means each one is nichlal in a shayfet a shayyi b'yomim b'hem. Each one is roi to be a shayfet. Each one is capable that we should be mekayim v'asisa kechel ha'shay yerucha. So memele, the Talmidei Beis Shammai did like Beis Shammai, the Tiv Beis Hillel did like Beis Hillel. It was a shayla v'chay v'krisis, it's kolnish. They didn't do an aver and they didn't do an aver. There was before the hachra, so that's the psak. But to loy v'ashamayimi, what the emes halach is irrelevant to us. The shows how we have to be noy. So Mamele, that's Achmir, that what Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, that Ho'idna Noig Alme Kehani Tlosi Sovi, Kehani Tlosi Sovi, the Noig Alme was Al Kaponim Achro B'Doyres Achroinim, that means even though the Doyres Arishoinim Taisus brings, they were Noig not like these Tlosi Sovi, but that was a Ha'idne, Noah Galman wasn't, I mean, the Noah Galman was not from the Hamoinam, Mestama, the Noah Galman originated from Gedoyle Yisrael, that they held that, Mayoim Alohola, or this Tkufa, that we should paskin like this, that was the Noah Galman. So that's what Tosfos is saying. That means even though we see Gedoyle Amayroim and Tanoim did not do like that, that was before that. But the Nad is a Seder of Ha'idne no Galme, and that's the Halacha. That's the Halacha now. Could be not before, but now that's the Halacha. And we'll see Tosfos Ve'im Toima, the Rav Nachman Ba'yitzah Koma Ha'ocha de no Galme ke Rabbi Eloi, Vu Adim B'matonis, we mentioned before, if we paskin like Rabbi Eloi, so that means we'll learn out Nesina from Trumeh, and just like Trumeh's not noig b'chutz l'oretz, or who adin matonis and not noig b'chutz l'oretz, or beperik azro yomad Rav Nachman by Yitzchok konis glime, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok himself, the day he cancelled a koyin who was mishtate for the Yisrael, So in order to be mafkiya mitzvahs zroyel achayayim, mitzvahs matanis, he counts in them. So, and here Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, idne noig alme, kerabi loy, so it's not noig b'chutz loretz, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is b'chutz loretz. V'shem ha-koidim dinoi, koi yakonis glima, fakert, so it's no kashe. There was a man of noig alme, and this noig alme was a achra from the chachme yadur that mayayim alola we paskin, like Rabbi Loi. That was Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kansen. That was before that Echo. Then Echo was Faker. We don't pass it like Rabbi Loi. So Mele, it's no problem whatsoever. Now, Perish Rav Haigoy. Toho da Omar Bepsochim kol ha-mitzviz kulem avoich alein oivel ha-siyosom chutz min ha-tvile haynu betvilas ger lehavi Yisroel elok shetoval lemotze lemeima v'tzivonu. Now, Rav Haigoyin is saying something which is negeya ar-sugye, but before we go, and he's saying two halachas, each halacha is, I'd like to elaborate on each halacha. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Pesachim. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Pesachim, by all mitzvahs, the bracha is made before you do the mitzvah. Chutz mina tvila. Tvila is unique, you make the bracha after the tvila. So Rav Haigoyin said, he's not speaking about all tvilas. He's speaking about one tvila. The tvila of a ger. Aino betvilas ger. Lehavi Yisrael elok shetoval. He first becomes a yid when he toivels himself. Lemotzi lemeimar vitzivonu. So before the ger toivels himself, he cannot say vitzivonu. He's not a yid. So memeila, by that tvila, kuflam edvovam edbeis. Yeah. So, and that tvila, that's what the Gemara says, that tvila, you make the bracha afterwards, because he can't make the bracha before, by again, he can't say b'tzibon. Now, fine. There's a mirdike kasha from the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says, listen, if he can't say b'tzibonu, so after the tvila, how can he say b'tzibonu? He doesn't understand. What's the difference before the tefillah and after the tefillah? We'll explain a little this kasha soon. But let's explain the kasha already. L'chayre, let us clear a shayla, and we'll bring rayas to both tzadim. This mitzvah of tefillas geirah, is this a yiddish mitzvah or a goyish mitzvah? I mean, there's mitzvahs that kahanim have, there's mitzvahs that noshim have. There's a mitzvah of tvilas ger. So, who has this mitzvah? This mitzvah lochayre is not applicable by a yid. A yid doesn't have this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah of a goy who is megayer himself. Now, if for some reason the Rav Haigoyin says he can't say v'tzivonu, So why afterwards does he say Vitzivon? He's making the bracha of Tvilas Geirim. The mitzvah of Tvilas Geirim was said to a goy who's Megai himself. So this mitzvah was said to Goyim. So there's no Vitzivonu. So why afterwards can you say? This kasha, the Yaivitz asks on Tosfos. And we'll say soon what the Yaivitz says. But it's a Meiridike kasha. That means, if it's a mitzvah, was pasnet v'tzivonu, because it's a mitzvah to goyim, and v'tzivonu is going on yidin, so fine, so now he's a yid, baruch Hashem. But how can he still make the bracha v'tzivonu? V'tzivonu is on a goyish mitzvah. It's on a mitzvah of a goy that becomes a yid through tvila. So, l'chayre, we could say that, before we go to what the Yaivitz says, the Yavitz is Chaylik on Taisvist. I mean, so he's on Rav Haigoyin. But before we go to this lachaira, perhaps we could say not like this. We can say that be'etzem, there's a mitzvah of tvila. There's a mitzvah of tvila. Who has this mitzvah of tvila? Different people have it. Anidis Toivul, she has a mitzvah of tvila. Someone wants to go to the Beis Hamikdash, she has a mitzvah of tvila. I mean, there's mitzvahs of tvila. Someone wants to eat kochim, he wants to eat trume. There's a mitzvah of tvila. There's a mitzvah of tvila. There's one mitzvah of tvila. Number one. The Taz says in an oath, there's a difference between a broche they say with a lamed, or we say with al. A broche that said with a lamed, the broche is on the maisa I'm going to do. Ashekichonu b'mitzvoiso v'tzivonu li'ishatayf b'tzitzis. So I'm making the broche on what I'm going to do, on this pula, li'ishatayf b'tzitzis, and I make ito. There's a broche, so the broche is going on the maisa that he's going to do. Leishay b'suke. There's other broches that you say al. So the Taz says, al is not going on the maisa I'm doing. It's not. Al is going, swan as a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, al netilas lulav. Not, al, whatever. There's a mitzvah of netilas lulav, so I make a broche, al netilas lulav, al be a chometz, but the broche, the nusach ha-broche is not specifically going on what I'm doing. No, you make this broche when you do a mitzvah. But the matbei of the broche, you have to understand what I'm saying. I'm thanking the Rebbe Shem, there's such a mitzvah of netilas lulav. There's such a mitzvah. When do you make the broche? Not in the middle of the street. When I go to take a lulav, I thank the Rebbe Shem, it's such a mitzvah of netilas lulav. Fine. So perhaps we can say that be'emison, there's a mitzvah of tvila. There's not three types of tvila. A tvila of a nide, a tvila of a tome, a tvila of a mitzoyre, a tvila of a... There's a mitzvah of tvila. And on the mitzvah of tvila, there was said a broche, a mitzvah tvila. That's the broche. You thank the Rebbe Yisrael, there's such a mitzvah of tvila. Tvila accomplishes a lot of things. It's mater, anida lebailo, it's metayer, atome. Tvila does a lot of things. It's a mater, it's a metayer, it's a machshir. Tvila is a guy makes tvila, becomes a yi. But there's one mitzvah of tvila, which is, has many purposes. It can do a lot of things. So l'chayre, then l'chayre we can understand, I think, Rav Haigoy. That means before he's a yid, you can't say v'tzivonu. I'm not a mitzvah. I can't say v'tzivonu. There's a mitzvah of tefillah, but I can't, the nusach pasnan. You can't say v'tzivonu ala tefillah. I'm thanking the Rabbi Yisrael. There's no v'tzivonu, because I'm a guy. After the tefillah, now I'm a yid. So now I thank the Rabbi Nishlon. I mean, a broche after the mitzvah also helps by tvila, by until it's your dying. So the broche is now that he's a yid. You can say a broche ala tvila. Now I'm a yid. I can say v'tzivonu ala tvila. I'm thanking the Rabbi Nishlon not on the pool I did. That is such a mitzvah of tvila. That is such a, just like a nida, thanks to Rabbi Yisrael, that there's a tvila that's metayel lebailo. A tome, thanks to Rabbi Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of tvila which accomplishes many things. So after the guy did a mitzvah of tvila, he wasn't mitzvah b'shas ma'isa. So before the mitzvah, he couldn't make the bracha. Now he makes the bracha b'tzivon v'ala tvila. So memele, that is the bracha that means any person who derives benefit from tvila makes a bracha on the tvila. So he can make it afterwards also. That's no problem on the tvila. Perhaps that is pshat and tosfos. And l'chayre, a shtikel raya to this. The Gemara says in Yevamis that what if there was a tvila, not l'shem geiris, l'shem taire, miloi tavlo l'nidusa, miloi tavlo l'kiruyay. That means a geir that was mol, v'loi tavlo, he wasn't tavlo l'shem geiris. He was tavlo l'shem keri. He wants to be metaire himself from keri, or Anisha wants to metaire himself from tumas nide. So the Gemara said that also helps. So you see, it's the Baisa Tvila,
it makes for a yid. The intent wasn't tvilas geiris, but it can make a person again the maisa tvila. So it's the maisa tvila can make from a goya yid. So therefore, lady can make a broche al mitzvah tvila. Svona mitzvah tvila. That could be pshat in Taisvitz. The yavitz is chaylik on Taisvitz. It's chaylik on Rav Haigoy. And the Yavit says as follows. The Yavit says that Lenish Yashivli Peiriz Shimle Nitzava Litzvel Kaidim Shetovel Hechitochen Shem Mitzivono Ala Tvila. How can you say Ala Tvila? He says later Mitzivono Ala Tvila. Acha Shekval Tovel Umay De Koshele Hechi Motzel Ameime Mitzivono Kozman Shele Tovel. I mean, how can you say Mitzivono? Dakati lavi Yisraelu, lekoshemidi. The kivin shekva kibo olav liiskaya, the gam osa maise godol, he was mekabel geiris, and the osa maise godol shemol besar olosoi, miyata vadai mitzuvu lahashlim chayvosei lasi samutul olav, kolam mitztarich al nifnes tachas kanfei yishchina. That's... If you want to become a yid, that's what you do. He was mal himself already, and he wants to be mashlim the geira, so pas mitzivonu. So maybe he can make it before also. I mean, pas mitzivonu. I'd like to bring two rayas to the yavitz. First of all, there's a Rashba in Yevomis. And that in Aleph, the Rashba says, Ger shemol v'loy toval, given the milosei l'shem yadus, v'af al pi sheloy nigmar geirusoi, the geirus wasn't nigmar, mikom okim kvar hischil v'nichnas k'tas b'das yehudis. Started already. It's not, nothing happened. Shein tzorich ela tvile. So, the Rashba says he started becoming a yid, he didn't finish becoming a yid. So could be it's a pastor, but Sivan already is a shtickle yid, that's fine. But I'd like to mention a Moiradike Maral, Guraye. The Maral says that before Yisrael was called Yeser, and then they were Meiser, when he was Megai himself, they were Meiser, the verb Yisrael. So he says that the Maral, because a ger has 616 mitzvahs. So that's Gematria Yisroi, Tov Reishvov. That's 616 mitzvahs. A ger has three more mitzvahs than a normal yid. What's the three mitzvahs? Mila, Tvile, and Kabonis. That's the three mitzvahs that he has. This is the Lashon of the Maral. So Yisroi is Taryag, v'gimul mitzvahs sheyesh lager, shebehem nasa ger. He has three more mitzvahs, v'mila, tvila, v'kob. V'af al gav, so he has 316 mitzvahs. Zok the Maral, v'af al gav, the mila bechlal Taryag, I mean, that's from the Taryag, Gabi ger ein leimekein. The daim ein the Yisrael ad she yitvil. Fakelt. The mitzvah of mile by a yid is by a yid. By a yid is a mitzvah of mile. Vim kein ein ze mi mitzvah shehu chayv lekayim oiso. These are not from the mitzvahs that he's mechuyev to be mekayim. Yet. Fakelt. So the Maral says he'll be mechuyev when he'll have a son. Then there's mitzvah mila to be mal his son. That's from the Tayag mitzvah. But to be mal himself, that's not mitzvah mila. So there's three more mitzvahs that a ger has over a yid. That's Yisroi 316. Fine. So according to the Maral, and this is like, this is very good with the Yavetz also, that, I mean, this is This is Vitzivano. This is Vitzivano. The Rabbi Goins of Nitazer. I mean, Rabbi Goins says you can't make it before. I mean, Lochere, the Maral says he has 360 mitzvahs, so pass Vitzivano. There's three more mitzvahs. Ager is mitzvah and three more mitzvahs. Mila, the Mila is also a mitzvah. Yeah. So I thought, perhaps we can say, Grad, in Teisves HaRashba in Psochem, in Teisves Bein HaPeretz in Psochem, the problem of Rav Haigoin was not the Vitzibonu, the problem of Rav Haigoin was Vekitshonu b'mitzvoysa Vitzibonu. Shekitshonu b'mitzvoysa Vitzibonu. So it could be as follows. Kitshonu b'mitzvoysa, there's a mordike Rav Chaim Voloshin and Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Voloshin Nefesh Lachaim says, "V'ze shetiknu nusach bilches hamitzvays, hashekitshonu b'mitzvaysav." We make a bracha shekitshonu b'mitzvaysav. So Chaim Voloshin Amar Dikepshat, "Ki me'eish she'oyle al rayon ha'odom lasis mitzvah." Amar Dikezach, when a person decides to do a mitzvah, take it kedusha al yoyne chayfefes olav. There's, when he thinks to do a mitzvah, there's a kedusha that's makif him, v'iskadish boy, and he becomes niskadish with this kedusha, v'zeh ha'oyr, this oyr is makif loy, le'ezer ligmer ha'mitzvah, and that's ashekitshonu b'mitzvah yisav. That means ashekitshonu b'mitzvah yisav amir diketayt from Reb Chaim Voloshin. That means there's a kedushis a mitzvah that comes to a yid before he does the mitzvah. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends him a kedusha, the kedusha is makif him, and that's ashekitshonu b'mitzvah yisav. And this kedusha helps him be doing with the mitzvah. That's pshat in ashekitshonu b'mitzvah. So could be. Rav Haigoin, the Vitzivonu could be, we could say like the Maral, that the Vitzivonu is Afshar HaGoyish a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah on a goy to become a yid. He has three more mitzvahs than a yid. 316 mitzvahs. But Ashekichonu b'mitzvoysov, that what Rav Chaim Voloshin says, that a kedusha is chal before he does the mitzvah, that's only by a yid. So it could be, that is the svore. That is the svara of Rav Haigoin. And you can't say shekishan b'mitzvoyse, not because Rav Ben Peretz and the Teis HaRashba say shekishan b'mitzvoyse b'tzibon. Could be slav davke the v'tzibonu, so shekishan b'mitzvoyse b'tzibon. Fine. Al kaponim, we have here Rav Haigoin that said, pshat, that what the Gemara says in Psochim, that kol mitzvahs, nebuch lein oivis es chutz min ha'tvila, means tvila's kev. Now let's go further. How does this have a shaychus to asugi? Loi havi Yisrael akshetov, loi motz lamei mevitzibon. Avo bishar tvilois, avo pishu tomei, mevorech denoig alme krab yude ben psere bedivrei toir. But by all other tvilos, that's how it comes to asugi. By all other tvilois, you can make the bracha before. Rashi in Psochem, let's appreciate what Rav Haigoin is saying. Rashi in Psochem says, "Kol amitzvus mevorchem oivel asiyosim chutz min atvile." So Rashi abalkeri, because abalkeri cannot make a bracha before the tvile. That's a Rashi lunchshat in the Gemara. Speaking about abalkeri, but he's not able to make a bracha. So mameila, that's a Rashi lunchshat in the Gemara. Zot Rav Haigoin, no. That's not pshat in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Noag Alme Krav Yudah Ben Seire that Botlu Litvilusa. So, you could make a broche. So it's not going on the Balkan. That's what Rav Haigoin says. Not like Rashi. So, as soon as I learned that this Toisviz, so it was Finster in the Eugen, Shem B'Shamayim. If you're going, you're paskening according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, so there's no din tefila. So there's no broche. There's no mitzvah to go to what? The Rav Haigoin says that since we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, some male is bottle the tvilusa, she can make a broche and shuldict. If it's bottle the tibusa, there's no chiyuv tvile. If there's no chiyuv tvile, some male. If there's no chiyuv tvile, some male. So there's no broches. What is he talking about? There's a chiyuv tvile, and you'll have to make a broche because bottle the tibusa. Shame shemai. So then I chapt. The emes of pshat in Rav Haigoin is as follows. We had a Tosfos and Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis. In the Tosfos and Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis, Tosfos says, and this is the Shitas, Tosfos says, Rabbi Nechananu Pirish, this is Shitas Rabbi Nechananu. It says that you go litvila, you go talad mil. So the lefond of a milachov by tvila litvoil litvilosai. You go talad mil to be toivul. The av al gav the kaimulon ke rav yude bem seire bedivrei toire. So why do you have to go to the mikveh for? Hani mili lilmoi de le krishma av litvila loi. So the shittes Rabbeinu Chananu. And the Rosh in Brochus and the Afchov Beis brings Shitas Chav Haigoin and a bunch of other Gedoyle Yerishainim. Rav Sadia Goin. No, the Shitas Chav Haigoin, no, this is Rav Sadia and something else. Chav Haigoin, this is the Rosh, Broche, Soib Simen Chof Aleph, Ibn Zan Rav Haigoin, and the whole Tzettel of Rishainim that hold, like Botlu Tvilus, Gabi Teure, in Krishme, Broches, but Tvile, they weren't Botlu Tvilus, and you're not allowed to daven before you table yourself. So now we will appreciate what Rav Haigoin is saying. So if I go in, so there's a chiyuv tvila, and there's a chiyuv tvila with a broch, and a lot of daven, so there's a mitzvah tvila. So he says, but he can make the broch before. That's, so since Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, you must make broches. So you can't say the way Rashi says in Psochem, that call a mitzvah mochaim oivos yosn chutz min atvile, that tvile you make afterwards because you can't make a broche. Not true. We pass kaita view the bem say you could make a broche. Speaking about tvile's ger, that's the hemshech in Tosfos. God, I thought of another case before I knew this about the shittas of Haigoin. I thought another case we had the halacha is that chalas chutz loretz. You give to a kotn shleiro keri or a godol shetovel lekiruye. So lechayre a godol that's tovel lekiruye to eat chalas chutz laoretz lechay makes a bracha la tvila. Lechay there's a mitzvah tvila. I mean, some meila. So that's another case that even though he's a bal keri, but the emes pshat is that if I go in leshitosay, the bein chananu leshitosay. Tosfos and Psochem Mizan the Bein Chananu. The Yesh Meforshim, that Kol Tvila is Koma. The others want to say that the Gemara that says that on Tvila you make a broche afterwards, it's going, so before Rav Haigoin wants to say it's only speaking about Tvila's Gerim. That kol tvilas koma, afal gav denoig almek rab yude ben seire, arbe behem hoyu machmirim litve. Now we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. What does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says, that means, even though noig alme ki rab yude ben seire, arbe behem hoyu machmirim litve. So I think Tosfos means to say like this. Noig alme ki Rav Yehuda ben Seira was achro, as we mentioned before, that we're mekel. that a Balkeri is mutter b'teire b'tvile b'broches b'krishme. That's no galme kabida b'mseir. Harbi mehem oyu machmirim litva, but afilu bizman Rav Nachman by Yitzchok that said no galme. So there was. That means if a person wants to be meikel, he could be meikel, because no galme. But there were many machmirim. And the machmirim is not pshat that the it's not oiskalten. Right? There was the zachro. One can it's dachster me pshat is dachos. One can be meikel. One can be meikel, but if one wants to be machma like Takonis Ezra, he's not a nice wolf. He's this. Harbimem oyo noy machmirim, harbimem oyo machmirim litvel. Afilu bizman Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So the machmirim lochayre had to make the broche afterwards. Them zech gefirt vi, I mean, it's even though no galma, but the zikr ashita that holds that you need tvila, and they were machmel. So memele, so that what the Gemara says by tvila, you make a broche afterwards, could be by tvila's balkeri. Why? Because this machmirim also, not the no galma, we didn't take away from the machmirim. I mean, the Rambam writes, Rabbi Yoni brings down the Rambam writes in the tshuva, that he was noik at Takonis Ezra. They asked him, so why, in the safe he wrote what Aloch is, but he personally was noik at Takonis Ezra. So Al Koponim, he was never Mavatal Tvilas Ezra. So Al Koponim, there were Machmirim, and the Machmirim Zicher have to make the bracha afterwards, because they can't make the bracha before. So the Gemara said about the Afilu Nacht in Noa Galme, that by Tvila, you make the bracha afterwards, because of the Machmirim. That's Pshat and Taisus. Let us see the next Taisus, which goes on the Mishnah. Shematones Noya Gais, the Gemara says that Matones are Zroyev Chayim that Reishis Hageis is Matonis Amor Chomo than Reishis Hageis. That's what the Mishnah says. Chayim Bezroyev Chayim Keive Mereishis Hageis. Zroyev Chayim Keive Noigim Beboke Betzoyim. It's like by Boke. Bemerube Bemuit. It's Bemerube Muit and Reishis Hageis is only Noig B'merube, it's only Noig B'tayim. So it's, yeah. Mimtayma, the listening name, ho de Sanyalel, lokach geis soinai, de Sanyalel, this is, we hear this in Kuflamed, Gimelamed Beis, ho de Sanyalel, lokach geis soinai, shalavet kechovim, potter. The person purchased geis soinai, shalavet kechovim, potter. That means if a person will buy from a goy the matonis, he's mechuyev to give the matonis to a koyim. That means the chiyev of an asinus matonis is not totally who the bailum is on the behemoth, it's totally who the bailum is on the matonis. Mashenke mereishis ageis, if a yid bought off from a goy the geis, when it's still mechuba, so he's potter because it has to be geis tzoynchon, it's geis of a goy. So there's a chaima that Reishis Hageis has over. I'm sorry, there's another chaima. This name of the Sanyel Alochi Geis Soinish Levi Krova, but there's another chaima of Matonis over Reishis Hageis. The Matonis is noyig if you bought a Matonis from a goy, and Reishis Hageis is not noyig if you bought the Geis from a goy. Just want to say what the noyig is. I mean, reishis hageis is not noyig by boker, and is noyig by matonis. Reishis hageis is not nei bemut, is nei bemut. But that what is a ptur and achiv, he's not talking about that. Zog the Gemara weiter, V'lisni chayma bereishis hageis, shenoyig betreifois, ma she'ein kein b'matonis. Matonis are the zachayma bereishis hageis over matonis. The matonis are not noyig by treife, and reishis hageis is noyig by treife. Zog Rashi, why is matonis not noyig by treife? Treife is a trashe ene bechla matonis. Tachsi, we have on the side a different girse benosan la koyin, loy veloy lekalboy. The mitzvah is loy veloy lekalboy. You have to give to the koyin and not to the keller. So therefore, a treife, there's no mitzvah of matonis, and there's a mitzvah of reishis hageis. So we have a kashem, we have l'chayra achayma of reishis hageis over matonis. Matonis are not noyig betreifem, because it says, v'nosan l'koyin loy v'loy l'kalboy, and reishis hageis is noyig betreifem. So the Gemara says, homoni Rav Shimoni, our mission is going according to Rav Shimon. The Sanya Rav Shimon poiteres a treifes mi reishis hageis. Rav Shimon poiteres treifes for reishis hageis. I'm a meila, so that's why our Mishnah does not say a chayma of reishis hageis over matons, because reishis hageis also poiteres a treifes. So the Gemara, my time at the Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon poiteres reishis hageis if it's a treifes? Ya'alef nesina nesina mi matons. He learns that nesina nesina mi matons. Ma matonis treifeloi, just like by this exegesis shavu nesine nesine, is ma matonis treifeloi. Afreishis hageis nami treifeloi. We learn afreishis hageis from matonis. So the Gemara says, "Oyvei, the aleph nesine nesine mi matonis." If our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, and you tell me Rav Shimon holds of this exegesis shavu of nesine nesine. Is Leil of Nesina and Nesina Mitrume? Matrume Boretzain Bechutz Loretzloi, Afreishis Hageis, Nami Boretzain Bechutz Loretzloi. Alomus Nan Reishis Hageis, Noig Boretz Bechutz Loretz. The Mother says, Anshuldik. The Machaber, the one who holds this Zeir Shove, this is Rabbi Loi. And according to, he holds of this Zeir Shove of Nesina and Nesina. And according to Rabbi Loi also holds that it's not Noig Bechutz Loretz. Now, if our Mishnah says that Reishis Hageis is Noig B'chutz Loretz, our Kochel, the Tan of our Mishnah, does not hold of the Gzeirish of Nesina and Nesina. So we're backwards. So how does Rav Shimon know that Reishis Hageis is part of its Atreife? Elahainu Taime the Rav Shimon, the Yalef, Tzoin Tzoin Mimais. No, Moses, you're right. It's not from Nesina and Nesina. Rabbi Yishimon learns Tzoin Tzoin Mimaisa. Ma maisa treifa loy, afreishis hageis treifa loy. We learn that exeir shove, it says tzoin by reishis hageis tzoincha. It says by maisa behema vcha maisa boko v'tzoin. And just like by maisa behema, a treifa is potter for maisa behema. So ma meilo hua din reishis hageis, the treifa is also potter from reishis hageis. How do you know by Maisa Behemah that there's no atreifes part of a Maisa Behemah? See, koila sheyaver tachas hashoved prat letreifo sheeino iveres. Now this amurdiki Gemara, we'll see a toisvis and we'll talk about this soon. So what does the Gemara say? Atreife is eino iveres. So Memele, so there's a Memayit Treife from Maisa Behemoth, we learn that Reishis Hageis from Maisa Behemoth. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, the Iyalef Tana Didon Nesine Nesine, if our Tana Lernzal, Nesina, Nesina, Leila, Lamas Nisan, Kerab Shimon, Akim, Tisa, Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. So the Mos says, Mi Maisa, Kol Maisa, Bokevitzoin, Treifa, Shein, Everest, Tachas, Hashavet. Treifa, Yesh, Treifa, Shein, Everest, Tachas, Hashavet. Kegoin, Nechtechku, Ragleho, Min Arkuva, Lamailo, Mino Yalef, Shar Treifes. Amoradike Zach. That if it was be nechtach, but from the reglayim, lemaila min akuva, is memela, so it can't be oiver tachas hashavet, it can't walk. So memela, and it's a treifes, I'm a mite, all treifes. That's what Rashi says. Now, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis pratle treifes ein eberes. Taima, Taisa merdike kashe. Mina makuva lamato. Taima. Mina kuva lamato nami einai veres. The limit is kala shayavet. Go tachas hashovet. Vitz mina makuva lamato. It's nami einai veres. Vishemo dein hochi nami. It's also true. Dein nichnosen ledir lis aser vidoichik. Now this amuridike taisvis, but let us start being a little bimavaya. The Taisus Arosh asks Taisus Kasha. Taisus Arosh asks, Kala Sheyav, Tachas HaShovet. Kulamata also, it's not even Tachas HaShovet. So, the Taisus Arosh says, Veloy Mistava Limu'ute Haitfei Mishar Balmun. So the Taisa Rosh says, if it can't walk, that should be the reason. It shouldn't be Maisa Behime. It's a Balmum. It can't walk. Avot Treifa Shasura Bachila Mistava Lemayit. Fine. So now, so let us understand what Taisvis is saying and what the Taisa Rosh is saying. The Taisa Rosh says we have a Drosha. Kala Sheyave Tachas Hashavet. So the Taisa Rosh says, we should say it literally, it means if it can't walk, and if it's paralyzed, there's no reason to say such a thing. There's a din of Maisa Behema by Bali Mumim. So why, if it can't walk, no. So Al Kocho, it's a Droshe, it's a Yalfuse, and Treife. That's how the Torah put it. The Torah wanted to be Megala that by a Treife, there's no din. So the Torah wrote, the Torah meant to be Mamayit, Lamayla Minarkuva. It says, so let's elaborate a little better. Let us say, is it a Sibbe or a Simen? That means, L'chola Sheyavar Tachas HaShabbat. So the Taisus HaRosh learns Pshat, that it's a Simen. Doesn't mean if it doesn't walk. That's a drosha. The Torah wanted to say by a treife, there's no din of Maisa Behema. And the Torah wrote this by saying, Kol HaSheyavor Lemayet Nechtach Lemala Min Akuva. That's the Mechubin of the Pasuk. That's how Chazal understood. It can't be. That's what the Taisa Rosh says. It can't be to Mayit Samazai. You can't walk. I mean, it's a Balmum. There's no reason for it. So Al Kochach, when the Taisa said, Kala Sheyava, it's a Drosha. So Drosha, the Taisa meant to be Mayit Reifa. That's what the Taisa Rosh says. Fine. Taisa says, Kala Sheyava, Tachas HaShavet, Lamata Min HaKuve, I can't walk. So Taisvis says, you're right. Also Mamayit. Fektabochonon Amirdike Kasha. That means like this. If you'll say it's not a Sibbe, that means if you say like the Taisvis HaRosh, you'll say that can't mean they can't walk. That can't be pshat and posik. It can't walk. It's a Balmu. There's no reason. So Al-Kochach, the Torah meant to be my Treifa, that's also the Bachil. That's pshat and Kol HaShayav. The Torah means a Kol HaShayav to be my Lamai Lamai Yaakov. So it's good. So the Torah is my Treifa, and that's a Oifen HaDrosha, how we learn it. But if Taisvis can say that, no, there's a din. It has to be Kol HaShayav. There's such a din. So if there's such a din, so maybe that's the only din. If it's a simen, it can't be a sibah. The Taisa Rosh says it can't be a sibah. There's no reason to understand it as a sibah because it can't work. So it's a simen. So it's a simen to be Maya Treifa. But if it's a sibah, such a din, it has to be able to. So how do you know to Maya Treifa? We say Treifa though. As they fragged Rabbochana blei by Akash. I thought I saw a Meiridike Chsam Seifer on this sugya. He brings the chinuch. I didn't see the chinuch. He brings the chinuch on mitzvahs ma'isa ba'ime. But I wanted to be magdim with the ha'ore. Taisva says, let's forget about the lomdus of Taisva, but Taisva says that by ma'isa ba'ime there's two halachas. There's halacha a treife. There's halacha of treife. A treife. There's no din ma'isa treife. That means another treife. Treifes in the Bnei Ma'ayim. I mean, all treifes on this mic, that's one thing. And then there's a din, if it can't walk, it's also on this mic. Two din, fine. The Gemara says, Reishis Hageis, we learn out from Maisa Behem. So, let's clarify Shaila. You'll have a Reishis Hageis that can't walk. And you learn out from Maisa Behem. Taisa says, there's no din of Maisa Behem. Will you say such a din? Zichenat. There's less man that put, Zichenat. A racious gaze that can't walk, so the lumpy then have a racious gaze on it. So what's that kipshat? You learn that from my sabbat. What is the limud? What is the limud of, we learn out racious gaze from my sabbat? The limud is tzoin, the Gemara says. It says tzoin, racious gaze tzoincha. And it says, "Kol ma'isa bakel v'tzoy." So we learn out tzoy. So what does that mean? It means the same type of tzoy that is chayiv a ma'isa beheme. The same type of tzoy is chayiv a reishis hageis. Now a treife is a different type of a tzoy. That's a tzoy sheni yochel lichyos. And that I say, this tzoy is the tzoy that's chayiv. By Maisa Behemet, that tzoyin is chayv v'reishis hageis, a tzoyin that's ain't all the yochel lichitz, it's a different type of a tzoyin, it's a tzoyin that can't live. A tzoyin that can't walk is also called tzoyin. But we'll see there's another din. The Chsam Sofer brings down, he brings down a chinuch. He says, what is pshat? It's the pshat in Maisa Behemet. The tenth one is Kodesh. It's a whole mice. You put them in a corral and there's a door and then they start pushing. And the tenth one, oh, Kol Sheyaver Tachas HaShavet, Asiri Ye Kodesh Lashem. So he brings that from the Chinuch. This is like a Goyrel. This is like Ashgoche Min HaShemayim. Which one should get the Kedusha? The Rabbeinu Shlom want, not you're going to say, by Maisa Behemet, there's like a goyel, they're put into such a matzah, and the Ashgoch al-Yayin is misavav that the one that's royal kedush is gonna come out to them. It works with a cheshbon. Fine. Zuktach sam seifel. But what if you'll have a behemoth that can't walk? So, there's no goyel anymore. It's gonna come out last. I mean, like this is a cheshbon, the Rabbi Shlomo made a cheshbon, they're gonna push, they're gonna, the tenth one is going to be Kodesh. So Memele, but if it can't walk, so then the Zicha be, it Zicha can't come in. So Dachsach Meir, Pshat, in Toysvis, Pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Pasuk says, V'chol Maise Boker V'tzoin, Koil Asheyaver Tachas HaShovet. So Dachsach Meir, the Koil Asheyaver Tachas HaShovet is going back on two things. And tzoin, which tzoin is chayiv maisa behema? Tzoin kol hashayaver tachas hashovet. Tzoin that's not treife. Tzoin kol hashayaver tachas hashovet. It's also going back in v'chol maisa hashayaver tachas hashovet. That means the Meiser is only the tenth one, is only decided if it's Yavet Tachas HaShavet. So then we have a Goyro, then we have Ashkoche, which one will be the tenth one? So Be'etzim, there's two different Roshes. This adrosha v'chol meiser asher yaver tachas hashovet. That's a din in meiser behemah. The tenth one is decided only through kol asher yaver tachas hashovet. If it's not yaver tachas hashovet, it's not kol meiser. The tenth one has to be cited through asher yaver tachas hashovet. And then there's another din tzayin asher yaver tachas hashovet. That it's only it should be from such a tzayin asher yaver tachas hashovet. So male Tosfos holds this two dinim take. It's the posik asher yaver tachas hashovet is a gilui in tzayin and it's a gilui in asher yaver. So male legabi reishis ageis we learn out tzayin. What kind of tzoyin do you need? You need a tzoyin that's yaver tachas hashavet. You need a gesunte tzoyin, not a treife tzoyin. But that what Tosfos is mechadish, that if it's a nechtach mi'akuva lamata, it's also not nichnas ledir. That's another drosha. That kol meiser asher yaver tachas hashavet. The meiser has to be, the tenth one has to be cited to yaver tachas hashavet. That's ashkoch el yainet, to decide which one should have the kedusha of meiser behemet. But if it's not yaver tachas hashavet, so then it's not, it can't be mitzaref to meiser.